Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we talk about how you can rock your sex life and change the dynamics in your marriage in just 7 days.
And as we start today's show, I want you to think about this quote from Julia Quinn. She said a lot could happen in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the last one. Ooh, she's calling people out and we haven't even started the show.
Yeah.
Tony and I want to welcome you all to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. And we start each and every show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity for you to hear from someone else in the one family. Someone just like you that's experiencing breakthrough. And this week's show is sponsored by Canvas People. And you can check them out at canvaspeople.com. Mm-hmm. Now, no matter what time of year it is, but especially this time of year around the holidays, there are all kinds of family gatherings. You're seeing friends and family getting together for, you know, dinners and parties and all the unique family traditions. And it's a great time to just really be indulging in making memories.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We all have those pictures that we have snapped that are kind of just hanging out there on our phones, right?
That's sort of
like in limbo. And Canvas People has such an easy to use photo to canvas service that takes your favorite photo memories and turns them into a beautiful artwork for you to enjoy every day.
Yeah. And I mean, like Elisa was saying, during this time of year, especially when you are hanging out with your loved ones. I mean, there are so many pictures being taken. We celebrated Thanksgiving here at our house. We had 23 people here. And guess what? We snapped a picture of everybody here because they truly blessed us that day.
Absolutely. And with Canvas People, you can buy with confidence because they have over 1 million happy customers served. And their high quality canvases are made right here in the U.S. with fast shipping and great attention to detail. We love our Canvas People canvases. We have them up around our house. And it's just a great way, even when people come into your home, to say, oh, tell me about that.
Yeah.
Right. And because behind every picture, you guys, behind every story or every picture, there is a story.
That's true.
And you need to be telling your stories. And what we love about Canvas People is that they have such an amazing deal for each one of you in the one family. Now, normally their 11 by 14 canvases are priced at $69.99. But for you, the one family listeners, there's a limited time offer where you can get an 11 by 14 canvas for free. You just pay shipping. So don't miss out. Get yours today at canvaspeople.com, promo code marriage. And this week's hug actually came from a member of the Position of the Month Club. And this wife says, my husband and I started the coffee break on Sunday the 12th. Then last week we listened to podcast 402 on holiday marriage hacks. And we're happily surprised at how well starting the coffee break the weekend before was already helping us with our holiday stress levels. We had another coffee break planned yesterday and plan on continuing them on Sunday mornings. It's really a great way to look at the week ahead and evaluate the past week. It's a great bonus from the Position of the Month Club. Plus, we already have our quarterly plan scheduled for early December.
That's awesome. I love it.
It is awesome. And we're going to put a link to the Position of the Month Club for all of you that are like, what was she talking about? What's this thing? Position of the Month Club, you're going to want to make sure you go to that link.
Yeah, or you can just go to positionofthemonthclub.com and you can check it out there.
Awesome. So as Tony said, you know, right from the start of the show, we're talking about how you can rock your sex life and change the dynamic in your marriage in just 7 days. And here's the thing. Tony and I are preparing to do our 7 days of sex challenge for the year 2017.
Yeah, we've sort of come to the end of the year realizing we haven't been intentional and we haven't really taken action on our challenge this year.
Right. I mean, in case, you know, for those of you that are listening to this show the first time it airs, the first week that it airs, there's like 5 weeks left. mm-hmm. before the end of the year, right? And for those of you that don't know, one, we just want to welcome all you brand new listeners. We know that the One Extraordinary Marriage Show is growing because so many of you are saying to your friends, hey, you need to check these guys out, or you need to listen to this show, or what about this show, or, you know, that type of thing. And so we want to thank you. But that means that there are a lot of you that don't know that Tony and I and everything that you have here at One Extraordinary Marriage started with a sex challenge.
Did.
Right. So back in 2008, Tony had thrown out the first one, which was the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, right? And if you want to learn all about that, I'm not going to go into all the details. That's episode one of the show. You can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com, click on the podcast tab, go all the way down to the bottom. You'll see episode one. And that's the story behind it. And, you know, what we learned is that 60 days is a long time.
It is.
2 months is a long time. And yet the impact that that sex challenge had on our marriage has literally changed. I mean, you're all listening. It's changed thousands of people's lives.
And it's changed many in the one family, because we get those emails of couples who've done 60 days and beyond.
Yes.
Which is just amazing. And undoubtedly, it has impacted them as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, after we did that first 60 days, and just as a little side note for those of you who think you're too busy, we did our first 60 days of, or our first sex challenge, when our kids were 2 and 5. Mm-hmm. So before you start to say, well, that's great, Tony and Elisa, but we have little kids. Yeah, so did we the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grown up in a household where their parents do a challenge at least once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So no kid excuses there. But we started looking at this going, okay, 60 days. That's a long time for people to kind of like block off. But what would happen? Could we see in our own marriage and in other marriages where people's lives could be impacted in a different amount of time?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the 7 days of sex challenge was born. And we, like Tony said, we've heard from so many of you over the years who have not just attempted it, because it's one thing to put an attempt out there, but who have also completed the 7 days of sex challenge. And you all, if you've been listening for a while, have heard their we did it's. Mm-hmm. Right. That's the when somebody either emails in or calls and leaves a voicemail just saying, hey, guys, we want to celebrate the fact that we did it. But as we've done this over the years. Right. So we did the 60 days in 2008.
Right.
And then in 2009, that's when we started doing the 7 days of sex challenge.
Because we had that impact on our lives. Truly. I mean, go listen to episode one, like Elisa said. But the highlight of it was the physical connection definitely was there. It was the emotional connection that then led to much more to happen in our lives, that when we came to 2009 and looking at each other going, we want to do something again. So how do we do it so that we have an impact this year,
mm-hmm.
and continue the momentum, continue that momentum, keep challenging ourselves, keep stretching ourselves, keep expecting more from our marriage, not less. The next year is going to be better than what we've already had. And that's where, hey, we looked at our calendar and said, well, we can do anything for 7 days.
And the truth is, so can you.
And that's true.
The truth is, so can you. And it's interesting because people, you know, we're kind of known for the 7 days of sex challenge. And so people have asked us over the years, you know, what's it like? Right. And the truth is that since 2009, every year has been different.
Very much so.
Right. And what people are like, well, what makes it different? And the truth is that our schedules have changed from year to year. You know, I mentioned those kids that were 2 and 5 when their parents did the 60 days of sex challenge. Well, they're now about to be 12 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you've got to understand that our kids, like what their needs are, what their social calendars look like, what their obligations look like, it varies.
I remember back then, many of the men who would email in who were older, and they would sort of laugh going, oh man, you're at the perfect age with your kids. And I'd be like, oh, but it's difficult. You know, you got to get them to sleep. You got to do this. And they're like, no, when they get older, then they're up later.
Right.
You got to go pick them up sometime before they can drive. So then, you know, maybe they're at a football game, or maybe they're at a friend's house, but they're there till 10:30, if you choose to do that, or whatever may happen. And I sort of laughed it off. And now that my kids are this age, I totally appreciate them speaking truth. You know what I mean? Even though it didn't, even though it was so far off and I didn't realize it, I kept that in the back of my mind. And so in this season we're in now, I totally understand what they're saying, because I feel it's more difficult now at the ages our kids are than when they were 2 and 5.
Right. Because when they went to bed, they went to bed.
They went to bed. It was like, all right, we're done.
But so, you know, so we had our schedules, we had our kids' ages that have varied over the years. We've had different obligations, right? I know some of you are listening to the show for the first time and you're like, wait, you're going to undertake the challenge between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? Like one of the craziest busy times of the year. And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing this year, right? Because the other things that have changed over the years, and we've seen variability, is our level of intentionality and our expectations of what's going to come out of this week. And you know, the first three schedules, kids, ages, and obligations, those are kind of the things that sit at the surface, right? Because, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do with that, but the intentionality and the expectations, that's what we're going to focus on this show, because those are the two that are going to have the biggest, they have the biggest potential to make a difference in what this week looks like for your marriage. You know, what is your level of intentionality? And this is something that you need to ask yourself, right? Like, am I going to be 100% in this week with my spouse? You know, and what are my expectations, right? What do I expect out of myself, out of my marriage? Because if you're going to be in 100%, let me tell you something. You're going to have to rearrange your schedule and your obligations for the benefit of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get intentional with what the schedule looks like. Anyone that's undertaken the 7 days of sex challenge has had to look at their calendar.
And I want to say, the reason we're here with 5 weeks left in the year talking to you about rocking your sex life and your marriage is because we kept saying, oh, we're going to do that 7 days of sex challenge. We would get to our coffee breaks going, hey, we need to do this. It was there. We talked about it. We were sharing with each other that, you know, this is important to us. And yet, we weren't being intentional. It's great. Hey, you can have the best idea in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 days of sex challenge, I believe, is one of the greatest ideas you can have together in your marriage for impact. And yet, if you guys don't say, we're going to do it this day, then guess what? It's just going to go on by. The months are going to go on by. Mm-hmm. The year is going to go on by. And you're going to be like, oh man, we didn't do it. And believe me, hey, we're sitting here looking at the end of the year going, we haven't done it. We better be intentional. We better get that thing on the calendar and make it happen.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And you know, so there, you're going to have to rearrange your schedule, right? And some
talk
of
talk about your schedules, you know, make sure it's a good time of year to make it, or a good time of month to make it happen.
And part of that, and we've talked about this in previous shows, the book, Taking Charge of Your Fertility, just so you know where she is in her cycle, because there are some weeks that are better than others. And, you know, that's just biology, right? So we'll put a link to that book. I think it's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/taking charge. We'll confirm it.
Yeah.
Tony's looking it up right now. But, you know, some of you are going to have to say no to things this week. I mean, like, we're looking at our schedule. You know, we have rehearsals. Okay, Tony just confirmed that it is oneextraordinarymarriage.com/taking charge for the book. But there are some things that already we're like, well, we're not taking on anything extra this week. Right? Why? Because we only have 24 hours a day to get this done. Right? And so you start thinking, it's a mindset. Right? The 7 days of sex challenge. I know some of you are like, hey, it's no big deal. Lisa, you just have sex 7 days in a row. Let me tell you something. If that's your mindset, you won't get past day 3 or 4. And here's why.
Get past day 2.
Here's why. Because that's the mindset that says it's a disposable item on my list. Right? It's no big deal. No, this is a very, very big deal. If you want to rock your marriage, you got to be intentional about it. And you've got to be looking at your expectations, right? Because the expectations are where this becomes a make or break week for the two of you, right? Because first of all, what do you expect of yourself, right? Some of you have attempted in the past the 7 days of sex challenge with the expectation that you wouldn't succeed, right? You have. I know, because I've heard you in coaching calls. I've read it in emails where you're like, I didn't really think we'd make it. And well, we didn't. Okay. But what would happen if you had the expectation that you were going to conquer this challenge.
And this really is a mental shift.
Oh my gosh.
It is big time mental shift. And I just want to share with you guys that, hey, over the years that we've done this, you know, we've gone through just the motions. Have we gone something out of the week? For sure. And yet, did we fully get what we could have gone out of? Because with the expectation that we're going to have more at the end of the week, and that may be, there may be more joy, there may be a filling of our love buckets, whatever that may be, we had gone in to some of our challenges with that, with the, like, let's just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it whatever, let's just make it happen so we can say we did it. And again, did we achieve it? Sure. Did we get all we could out of it? No. And it's a mindset shift. Elise and I, she came up to me and she said, we got to do this. And she did. And I was thinking in my own mind, like, okay, 7 days, it is a pretty busy time of year. I know we need to do this. And it was today, as we were discussing some things, that the expectation I was already putting on this challenge was below than what it should have been. And so I needed to look at myself and go, Tony, what are you doing? Like, right, you're coming here, you know, 50%, 60%. Is that what you want out of it? And I had to just inwardly look at this and go, okay, I want everything we can squeeze out of this time together.
And it's true. I mean, you have to look at your own personal level of expectation, right? Is this one more thing to get done? Or is it one special thing that the two of you can do to draw closer?
And the key word there, special, special.
It has to be special. Because here's the thing, folks. When you raise your level of expectation for how you're going to show up in your marriage, I hope you notice I said how you are going to show up, not how your spouse is going to show up, how you're going to show up. Because if you're brand new, you don't know that I say this all the time. But if you've been around for a while, you've heard me say the only person that you can change in marriage is you. Mm-hmm. You cannot change your spouse. You can only create a different environment for them to react and respond to. So if you expect that you're going to be all in for 7 days, you're going to start taking actions that are going to be in alignment with that. And we're going to talk about what some of those are here in a couple minutes. But you, when you show up, when you say, you know what, like Tony said, you know what, it was kind of like maybe it's 60%. And I will tell you, in the last few hours, we've just had a few conversations as we've been, you know, talking about this and preparing what this is going to look like. I can tell that his personal level of expectation is higher, right? You don't want the 7 days of sex challenge to be one more thing on your to-do list. You don't. We've done it that year. I mean, we've done it over the years where we've had it a few days or maybe even a full week where it's just like, yeah, let's just get through this so we can say we did it this year. No. This year, with the roller coaster ride that we've been on, like this week that we're doing it this year, I'm like all about this is going to be awesome, right? That's the expectation. And the other part of expectation, folks, is that you need to look at this and go, okay, are we only focusing on our physical intimacy, right? Which that's definitely a component. We're talking about having 7 days of sex, right? Or can you raise your level of expectation that all of the intimacies will be impacted, right? Because a lot of people, when they hear us talk about the 60 days of sex challenge, the very first one back in 2008, and even myself, when Tony first proposed it, I was like, so we're going to be physically intimate for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a lot of sex, but okay. And like that was the only place where my mind went, right? I was like, oh, sex. It's all about the physical intimacy. I will tell you that so quickly did it become about more than the physical intimacy. We started connecting on levels that we hadn't connected on. And that was year 11?
11.
Yeah, that was year 11 for us. Right. So all of a sudden I'm finding out that my emotional intimacy is better. My financial intimacy is better. Our recreation, like we were dating and we were doing all this kind of fun stuff. And I'm like, simply because we're having more sex? No, mm-hmm. Simply because we got intentional about our marriage.
And when you let loose too during this time and you allow yourself to be in a state where you're excited
mm-hmm.
to be with your spouse again, you're excited to be talking about things that maybe you talked about way back when, but now you're doing it again. Maybe, you know, the romance that you both desire, now you're bringing it up because this isn't a tit for tat. This isn't like, oh, she didn't do that, so I'm not going to do that. Or he didn't do this, so I'm not going to do that. Now it's like, we're expecting to have a fun time tonight. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do to make it fun? Are you gonna light those candles? Are you gonna bring out the oils? Are you gonna bring out your lube? What are you doing to shift that environment where you guys are like, man, we're expecting some fun tonight?
Right. And so as we're talking about the intentionality and the expectation, I mean, you already start to feel, and I'm sure you're already just starting to go, okay, what's this going to look like? And there's so much that can happen in 7 days between a husband and a wife. And we want to equip you with some strategies to make this your best 7-day challenge ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I do want to remind you, because it's a great way to actually memorialize what this looks like. Get that date night picture of the two of you. Get that cuddling picture of the two of you. Get the picture off the phone and get it up onto your walls with that special offer from Canvas People. You know, the offer that they put out just for the one family. Those 11x14 canvases that are normally $69.99, you can get one free. You're just going to pay shipping, folks. Like, you can't get a gift for your spouse for the cost of shipping. I'm just going to tell you. So don't miss out. Get yours today at canvaspeople.com, promo code marriage. So let's talk about what the 7 days of sex challenge looks like. The first thing that you need to do, the first strategy, it's actually at the start of the book, is you got to start with a plan, right? Every successful challenge starts with a plan. And here's why. If you don't look at 7 days in your calendar to see what's going on, life's going to like spin you out of success.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you got to know what, like, how many nights is somebody going to be working late, or kids activities, or traveling, or, you know, practice, whatever it is. You got to know what the calendar looks like.
Yeah, we opened up our challenge to those in the Position of the Month Club. Mm-hmm. So those who are interested in doing this with us within the Position of the Month Club, they're in.
Right.
And if you want to jump on in, like we said before, you go to positionofthemonthclub.com. And a couple of folks were just like, yeah, this is great. This is great. And one couple said, she had said, oh, my husband's going to be gone, yeah, I think 3 or 4 days out of this week. And you know what? It's all good. It's a bummer because we'd love for them to celebrate and do this with us. And yet they know. It's like, this week is not the week for us to do it.
Right.
He's going to be gone a couple of days. So we're going to pick it up on another week.
Absolutely. You know, look at what needs to come off your calendar. What do you need to say no to? What do you need to delegate to others? You know, maybe this is the time of year when you've got, you know, like projects and things like that going on with like PTA or church or whatever. Maybe there's a few things that you can be like, hey, can you help me out with this just for like the next week? Right. Ask people. They don't need to know why. Just ask. Right.
And my thing is, this is a week where you get your calendar. Mm-hmm. You guys sit down and you talk about it. And we have been intentional in years past where it's like, okay, this day is going to be morning.
Mm-hmm.
This day is going to be evening. This day we're going to have to get away a little bit. This day is going to be midday because we're both going to be home. This day is going to, hey, it's okay. If you have to be that intentional, that means that you honestly have put so much effort. You've put forth the effort to make this work. Now, what you do during those time spots is up to you guys. That's where the spontaneity comes in.
Creativity, it's all up to you.
It's all up to you in those times. But planning, putting it on your schedule if you need to, can honestly make this everything that you expect it to be.
And that's where, you know, step number 2 comes in. What are your expectations for the week? Of yourself, of your spouse, of your marriage? You know, I heard a speaker throw out this quote a while back that said, you know, don't let those expectations hide in your head because that just makes them thoughts.
Mm.
Right. It's an unvoiced expectation, just a thought flying around your head. Right. And your spouse can't do anything with what you haven't voiced. Mm-hmm. They're not mind readers. We've done plenty of shows on that. You know, so share your expectations with one another. Share what you're looking to bring, right? You know, how intentional are you going to be? Share that. Share the schedules.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, the definition for expectation, because I like hearing the definition, especially when we're talking about these words that we hear a lot of times floating around, but do we really know what it means? is a strong belief that something will happen.
Ooh.
So that's what an expectation is. It's a strong, it's not a mediocre belief. It's not a ho-hum belief. It's not a maybe so, we'll do it. No, it's a strong belief that something will happen.
That's good. That's good. And we have a strong belief that those of you that undertake the 7-day sex challenge are actually going to complete it.
That's right.
Right. And so the third step, as you're creating your plan and you're looking at, you know, like, when are we going to do this? You know, what time of day are we going to have to do this? What are our expectations? The last one is to look at what actions do you intend to take to make the week successful? Right. And, you know, some of you are like, well, I'm going to get naked and have sex with my spouse. I'm going to challenge you to up your game. Right. Because again, nobody just wants to have sex with a warm body for 7 days. The answer to that is no.
You're
selling yourself short.
Yeah. You're going to lose interest. Honestly, unless you have the fortitude to just stay in it, you're honestly going to lose interest. And I think in all the years that we've done it, there's probably been some times where myself and Elisa could say we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
We're just two very strong-willed people to go, no, we're going to finish it and we're going to have to make some shifts here. And sometimes you're going to have to even talk to each other.
Craziness, talking about sex.
Throughout, you know, the challenge to say, hey, this is really working well and this isn't.
Right.
And yet that's how you're going to grow. Because if you start finding out what you really enjoy together, that's what you can start doing more of that week.
Well, and you know, some of those things that you need to think about as far as actions are, you know, how am I going to initiate? Mm-hmm. Right? You know, what's that going to look like?
How are you going to initiate? That's one of the big ones that a lot of folks still are wondering what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I initiate? So talk about it. Bring it up. It's 7 days. Split the week.
Yes, please don't make this all one person initiating.
No.
That gets hard.
That gets hard, you know, and it may be something as simple as, you know what, when the candles are on or when that diffuser is on, when that sound and sleep machine is on, that's my way of initiating.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the text message that I'm going to send. Make sure you guys do share in that, though.
Absolutely. Some other things to think about as far as the actions, you know, change the scenery. Get out of your bedroom, right? Especially when you're having sex, you know, this many days in a row, you might need to see something or get off your bed. Like, you can stay in your bedroom, but maybe get on the floor.
That's what I was going to say. Change of scenery is also, maybe it's in your bathroom.
Shower.
You know, different positions. That change of scenery means different positions. You may not orgasm. You may have a tougher time.
Good point.
You know, releasing because of the position you're in. It's okay. Some of you may even have a tough time come the 6th, 7th day, guys-wise. Mm-hmm. Believe me, I can raise my hand. Been there. You know what I mean? And so this is where that whole emotional piece starts coming out, because we're talking about stuff that we normally don't encounter in our everyday sexual intimacy.
Right.
We grow from it. We learn from it. So that way, together, we're stronger.
Mm-hmm. And one of the actions that you may not think about is that you may need to pick your battles this week. Right? And I'm putting this one at the end because here's the thing. If the two of you have a goal to have an extraordinary week, meaning being physically intimate every day, you may have to make some choices on whether or not it's that big a deal to complain about, I don't know, maybe the toys being in the living room or having to take out the garbage or if something got forgotten at the grocery store. Because the emotional connection definitely plays into the physical connection. And if you want to have an extraordinary week, some of those things may just not have to be a big deal this week, right? So something to think about in terms of your actions. And you may actually find that, you know what, if I don't pick that battle, what else changes in our marriage, right? What else? Because we're not just talking about rocking the physical intimacy. We're talking about rocking and changing the dynamic in your marriage. And maybe you've just been picking too many battles instead of focusing on being intentional about your marriage. So to bring this all together, we want to make sure that when you've completed your 7 days of sex challenge, we want to hear from you. We want to celebrate your we did it. And you can either, you know, send an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com, super easy. Just put "we did it" in the subject line and tell us, you know, your story that you want to share, or call in on the HUG hotline at the 858-876-5663. We want to celebrate you and the intentionality and the high level of expectation that you're bringing to your marriage.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And for those of you who are like, oh my gosh, I'm on board. How do I bring this up? How do we do more of this? How do we dive deeper? We have the 7 Days of Sex Challenge total package. And that includes our 7 Days of Sex Challenge ebook, audiobook, and on Kindle. You can get our course, You, Your Spouse, and Sex. You can get 19 questions to amazing sex, so you can be talking about sex while or before you even start the challenge. And lastly, you can get our 21 ways to initiate sex with your spouse. And you can just go to 7daysofsexchallenge.com, pick that thing up. You know, for some of you, it might mean that you need to just talk about it with your spouse just a little bit and get this set up. But here's the thing, get it on your calendar and make it happen. We're excited for you guys. We're excited for ourselves, and we'll let you know how it goes next week as we share our 7 Days of Sex Challenge. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.